Many of us are afraid to fail, so we never give ourselves a chance to succeed. Some of us are afraid to succeed, so we never truly learn the lessons from failure. And the rest of us are afraid of failure and success and have decided that doing absolutely nothing protects us from both. Those are the words from our guest today, Dayo Greenway, that's hanging out with us in the virtual studio. And we're going to be talking about what's holding you from unveiling your story. We're going to get right into it right after this quick intro. Don't you move.
Whoa, 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 why y'all so happy?
And you don't know, Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey, dolls. Hey, gents. Thank you for checking us out. You know, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And this segment is brought to you by the 6th annual pop-up conference for women entrepreneurs that's taking place in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, November 4th, 5th, and 6th. Go ahead and jump over to heygirlhey.biz after you finish listening and register to grab your seat. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And also, we want to definitely give a big shout out to media sponsors, Swag Her Magazine, who uses positive media and storytelling to create new narratives and mindsets about and around Black people, our communities, our businesses, and our organizations. So you may be listening from one of their platforms. Shout out to Swag Her Magazine. And if your brand's making new to me, hey, I'm Charvette Mitchell, the host of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, online marketing strategist that's focused on your marketing, your visibility, and your branding. And the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is one of those outlets. Listen, the virtual studio and our audience is filling on up. Hey, Tracy, thank you for popping in. Hey, Marcia, thanks for being here. It's been a long time. Good to see you too. Hey, girl. Hey, hey, Erica Lynn, thanks for popping in. She's hanging out over in my Facebook group. Gotta say hi to my mom. Hey, mom. Gotta say hi to my sister on YouTube. Hey there, Kim. And listen, LinkedIn is coming on in. Good evening, Donna, hanging out with us from LinkedIn. And Sandra, thank you so much for being here. As we get ready to talk about this topic, what's holding you back from unveiling your story? And that could be in any area of your life. And so let me introduce our guest today, who, again, is hanging out in the virtual green room, ready to come up and chat with us and hang out tonight with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So Dayo Greenway is a multi-talented woman with a strong desire to empower other women. She's a mother, a motivational speaker, a master life coach, and she has the ability to work on different mediums at the same time. However, her two primary canvases are stage and page. Yep, stage and page. You get it? She serves as a writing coach, helping women accomplish their literary goals through unveiling writing and publishing their personal stories. She has an amazing Facebook group, and she is the host, a conference producer, a conference host, and I just love her over here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, coming up to the mic, live.
Hey. Hey, girl. Hey, hey, hey. How are you? Thank you so much for having me, and good evening to all of your beautiful listeners.
Listen, we are so glad to have, listen, all the way coming in from Wakanda, comedian Wendy Lee.
Wendy is a mess, hey, Wendy.
We can't do it without her. And listen, Richmond, Virginia, Carlethia Harris, thank you for being here. Good evening. Thank you for having us. So let's jump right on in. Dayo, certainly you are not a stranger to this audience at all.
And I love you guys.
Me too. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about this space of fear. You do a lot in the area of really helping people with their fear, and you actually have a formula for fear. So talk about how you got into this space of helping people deal with fear.
Wow. So yes, I consider myself a fear strategist, just kind of helping people to live a life less impacted by fear. And I really, Charvette, got into that space. It was a personal journey of mine. I tell it often because I had this experience of crossing over a bridge and I nearly lost it. So I am originally from Richmond, Virginia. I've moved to the Hampton Roads area, didn't know the area, and was faced with this bridge that I literally lost my mind trying to cross that bridge. Made it across the bridge, but in that moment, like the fear that I experienced and just the emotions that I felt, the internal conversations, it was that moment where I realized that fear had been controlling my life. And it wasn't really about the bridge at all, right? It was one of those introspective moments where I looked at that bridge and said, this is indicative of my life right now. Like, I am afraid to cross the bridge from complacency to greatness. I am afraid to cross over and do the things that's going to take me into the next level of my life and my journey. And so from then on, I started teaching classes on fear. And it really was just me. My first class was really just me walking through the journey with them. Because it wasn't like I had completely overcome, but I was learning how to manage and, again, live a life less impacted by the fear.
Wow. And this was an actual bridge. This is not figuratively speaking.
No, ma'am. This
area, you know which bridge it was?
Yes. If you're familiar with the Hampton Roads area, it is the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. It tears my life up. It is like an 18-mile long bridge, and you are high up in the air. It is nothing. It feels like it's nothing between you but just you and water. And there have been stories about people actually going over the bridge and cars, actually trucks going over. And so I was just gripped with this fear that day that would not allow me to cross. And again, it was that introspective moment that says, this is really not even about this bridge at all. It's not. It is. This is your life story. And fear is gripping everything in you and keeping you from crossing over. So that's where my journey with fear started.
And oftentimes, I think that's so powerful that there is a signal. I literally put on my Facebook page and Twitter page today that agitation can be a signal for transition. Right. And so, whether that applies to fear or not, so oftentimes there is some actual thing that may happen that's a signal for us that something else is going on. Hey, y'all that are just coming on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are here with our guest, Dio Greenaway. Information on the screen there. We've also tagged her on several, if not all, our platforms. So it's an easy connection point. And if you're watching from charvette.com, you have her full bio there. If you want to see her full bio, just go to charvette.com. Those of you that are hanging out in our Facebook group, we see you coming on in. Hey girl, hey, make sure you give StreamYard the approval for us to see your beautiful face when we pop up your comment. So thank you there. And so as you work with people, Dio, do you find that there is a level of fear that you almost have to help clients get over and get past and get through?
So here's the thing, and I always tell my clients, my classes, small groups, whatever capacity I'm teaching fear in, my goal is never to get them to overcome.
Ah.
I don't want them to be under the pressure of feeling like they have to overcome. If they can just manage it, if you can just manage your fear, like if you just understand, acknowledge it, know what it is that you're afraid of, if you know that it's the fear of success versus the fear of failure, if you know it's the fear of rejection or abandonment, then you can manage it a little better. When we say we need to overcome, like we will never overcome fear. Because the truth is, fear was designed to have a healthy point and an unhealthy point. So we're always going to feel it. So I don't want anybody to feel like they're under pressure to completely overcome before they start a thing. No, just acknowledge it and let's manage it. And you can move through that.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for correcting me. Manage it. Y'all should type in the comments, listening live or wherever. Manage it. Awesome. And so you've written a number of books. And so tell us about your journey as an author and what your books are about.
So all of my, I originally started writing just as an inspirational writer. I don't know that I ever really thought about being an author. And Charvette, I don't know if you realize, like, you were the one that pushed me into becoming an author, because I remember you saying, like, you need to write a book. And I said, I don't know that I can write a book, which is what most authors or aspiring authors would say, right? Yeah. I mean, I can write an entire book. I don't know if I have anything to say. And I remember you saying, girl, all that stuff you write on Facebook, you've already written a book.
You write, your posts are like books. Yeah, so that's to her and to some of y'all. You had like books, chapters on your Facebook page.
Absolutely. And it was my way of blogging. It was what I was calling inspirational pieces. It was my contribution to the world, to the empowerment space. But literally, I became an author by taking all of those things that I had already written, compiling it into a book that was Empowered to Become More One. Shortly after that, I wrote Empowered to Become More Two, participated in a collaboration, You Need It, I Got It. A couple of years ago, released my bestseller, Removing the Face. And I'm happy to announce that I will, on August 5th, be releasing my fifth book, The Pathway, The Journey, The Change, my August 5th. So I'm super excited about my journey as an author and where it's taken me and where I'm still going with it, because I'm still writing. I keep saying I'm not going to write anymore. And then I finish one book and then I start writing another one.
So it's just in you. It's just in you.
Right.
And so then that transitioned you, you know, in addition to being a motivational speaker and a master life coach, you know, helping people with fear and all of that, you transitioned, like really got really keenly, squarely focused on helping people tell their story. Yeah. And I love that you use the word unveil, which is, what I'm calling this segment is what's holding you back from really unveiling your story. And so helping people write as a writing coach, you know, what are a few tips that you share with people that want to tell their story?
So the first thing I would say is when we think about the barriers that keep us from writing, number one is fear. Right. So we all experience fear. Fear is going to keep coming for you. It's going to keep coming for you in every aspect of your life, everything that you set out to do. So when it comes to the fear, one of the things that I say, and I just said into a masterclass last night, hit it with the quick jab. Hit fear with the quick jab. What does that mean? That means it literally takes 5 seconds for fear to talk you out of doing something.
Absolutely.
So in that 5 second window, if you can respond by saying yes, if you can respond by taking action, if you can respond by touching purpose and hitting the fear with a quick jab in that 5 second window, then you are managing the fear and learning how to live a life less impacted by fear. One of the other things is lifestyle. So, you know, for most of us, we stay busy, we have a lot going on. And if we don't learn how to balance, to prioritize self-care, if we don't learn how to take care of ourselves, like, we will always be in a position where we will never, ever have the time, or we'll never be in the mood to write. And so we've got to be committed to changing our lifestyle. And be committed to self-care. Self-care plays a big part in being able to get past the writer's block that you hear people talking about.
Yeah.
So lifestyle is a big thing. And then one of the reasons why, in terms of unveiling, so she unveils, if I could just back up and say that, in the book description, yes, Removing the Face, the book description says, as she unveils, because Removing the Face is a collaboration with 13 women where I am the visionary author. But the book description says, as she unveils, each woman gives a voice to the power of change. And so that's where She Unveils coaching came from, and kind of walking those women through unveiling their story. Charvette, but what I realized is that walking those women through unveiling their story, they all kind of hit this emotional rut. This space says it's painful to revisit. It's painful to go back here. It's painful to talk about some of these things. Yes, I have a story to tell, but what happens when I have to revisit and I get stuck in that emotional rut? And what happens is we either don't recover, Or we recover from the emotional rut, but we're so afraid the fear comes back in, and then we're afraid to go back and revisit those emotions and finish the story again. And so you've got to be determined to hit the emotional ruts, like stick and move, hit and move. You know you're going to hit it, but keep moving when it comes to those emotional ruts in those places. And those are things that's going to help you undoubtedly unveil, because it really is. When you talk about nonfiction, when you talk about telling your story,
yeah,
it is an unveiling process as you write. And it's hard. It's hard. I don't want to make it sound like it's easy at all. It's hard. Yeah. You got to be committed to it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And so listeners, you can hear, and we got, a witness in the comments here, Tony and Winston, who I believe did one of your programs. She said, excellent program. She's testifying, excellent program. And that's one reason why we are actually going to be having you as one of our speakers at the
annual. I'm so excited.
And so she's going to be talking about outlining, helping you outline your story. And so we are excited. So make sure you register, heygirlhey.biz, so you can be in the session with Dio there in Richmond, Virginia with me. And so I think this is a good spot to have like a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more around Changing Faces, which is the name of your conference. And so once you people have the fear, you're helping them with the fear, helping people tell their stories, then there's this magic, I'm going to say, that happens with your Changing Faces event. And I want to talk a little bit about that. So we're going to have you go hang out back in the virtual studio.
All right.
And again, welcome to all those that are coming on in, listening on in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I'm your host, Charvette Mitchell, online marketing strategist that is focused on your visibility, marketing, and branding. And the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is one of those outlets. So we're going to have a very quick commercial break, because this segment is brought to you by the 6th Annual Pop-Up Conference for Women Entrepreneurs, taking place November 4th, 5th, and 6th in Richmond, Virginia. And we want to see you there. So hang around. All right, there's your personal invitation to attend my signature boutique conference. So let's jump back in. Tracy, I'm so excited that you're loving tonight's show. She's hanging out over on LinkedIn. Welcome to all of our LinkedIn listeners and viewers. So let's jump back in. And so, Dio, let's continue our conversation here. And so when did the Changing Faces, so tell us what that is. I'm saying it like the listeners know, but tell us what that is, how it was birthed, and how this all ties into everything that you do.
Yes. And before I say that, can I just say, because I was looking at the commercial, y'all, the pop-up conference is so much fun. You have got to come. If you have never been there, I was just kind of watching the commercial and looking at the moments. Please, please, please join us. I'll be there. It is just so much fun. And I love it. I love those memories. So Changing Faces, it came about, Charvette, because I had experienced, so weird, like I was in my 30s and I had never experienced a photo shoot. I had never experienced like getting makeup or anything like that. And I experienced my very first photo shoot And I just remember how transformational the moment felt for me. Like, it was just this moment where I remember after the makeup artist finished with me and I was posing for the photos, and just, and I just felt this moment where I was like, oh, like, I'm beautiful. Like, I just felt so transformed. It was this moment of evolving and really seeing myself differently. Yeah. And so I said to the women in the room, I was like, oh, this is ministry. Like, this is real empowerment. And for me, IGMOR, Ministry of Real Empowerment, like, all of that just kind of fell together. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night one night and texting my godmother. And I was like, changing faces, helping women to see themselves through the eyes of purpose rather than circumstance. And so we are going into year six. This year is year six. But each year, what made it such a unique event was we had a makeup artist come in and we had the photographer there, and each woman would experience that same feeling, you know, of seeing themselves differently. And so there was that external, like the actual transformation. But then we also had life coaches and prolific speakers come in to talk to the women about the introspective change. So it wasn't just about the makeup and, you know, covering up things, if you will, with makeup. It was about the change from the inside out. And so that's really how Changing Faces came about. And like I said, we're in year six now, and it's my baby. I'm super excited about that moment every single year.
Oh, wonderful. So give us all the details, who, what, when, where, and all that.
Yes, yes, yes. So Changing Faces this year is September 10th and 11th. It is at the Chesapeake Conference Center here in Chesapeake, Virginia. We are changing things a little bit this year, as we're going to be focusing kind of less on the photo shoots and more on self-care, soul care, and spiritual care. And so when you ask, like, Dial, how does all of these things tie together, like the fear, the transformation, the writing, it ties together in our theme this year, because our theme is She Changes Everything.
All right.
It is just a total transformation, transforming through self-care, soul care, and spiritual care. And I too am very excited because we have the goats coming and gracing our stage, the Changing Faces stage. Your host, Charvette Mitchell, will be in the house. And to be talking with us about She Dreams Big, Dancing with Entrepreneurship. And so we're just super excited that you're going to be there. Other speakers, we're going to be talking about, you know, evolving relationships. You know, the pandemic and COVID has caused a lot of loss. We'll be talking about changing love or loss into love, and just a lot of different areas where we're going to focus on self-care, soul care, and spiritual care as we change everything. So I'm super excited about that moment.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Marsha. Love it. She changes everything.
She changes
absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. And you know, what's so interesting is, like you said, how all of this plays together, because, you know, as you know, one of my signature programs, Platform Builder Program, which I have platform builders here, type in hashtag platform builder if you're live or listening later. And one of the things that we do for their visual brand is a full brand photo shoot. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, technically all you need it for your business, but there is absolutely, like you said, a transformational element that happens, or an aha moment, or something comes alive inwardly when you are doing something outwardly like that. I definitely can attest to that. So for those that are listening in saying, and you gave some great tips and some great thoughts earlier around getting ready for them to tell their story and how to unravel some things, do you have any final tips that you would share? Just a couple, maybe three tips around writing. Those that are sitting here saying, I want to write a book. I want to maybe start a blog. I want to write, do a magazine, and whatever they want to do. The essence of it is writing and telling that story. You have a couple tips you could share with the audience?
I do. I would say, number one, just commit to it. Commit to it. Put yourself in a position where you learn, you become educated on it. You learn, you acknowledge what it is about the writing process. And I think I said this earlier, that you're really afraid of. What is it that you're afraid of? It? Are you afraid to unveil? Are you afraid? Last night we asked in the class I was teaching, what is that big what if? So address your what if. For most people, it's, what if nobody buys the book? What if nobody reads it? What if nobody likes it? What if? So one of the tips that I can give, if you will, is to exchange your what if in a positive light. Put it in a positive light. And so commit to the process, and then you take your what if and say, what if they do read the book? What if I'm a great writer?
Yeah.
What if I'm a bestseller? What if? So take all of your what ifs, write them down, and then translate, do a mindset shift, right? Change your perspective on your what ifs. What if it all works out? What if it's the best thing you've ever done? What if you become a bestseller and it touches the person that it was absolutely designed to touch and the life that it was absolutely designed to change? And then the last tip I'll say is this. Dan Pointer says, if you wait for inspiration to write, you're not a writer, you're a waiter.
Ooh.
I can say to you, stop waiting. It is time for many of you to stop waiting. If you're waiting for the fear to absolutely disappear, you're a waiter, right? If you're waiting for all the barriers to go away, you're a waiter. If you're waiting for everything to fall into place perfectly before you start to write, you're a waiter and not a writer. And the idea is for you to embrace the fact that you are in fact a writer. And so I say all the time, when you're struggling with it, when you're trying to figure out if you're a writer, text a friend, write it down, put it on your mirror. I am a writer. I am a writer. Don't be a waiter. Be a writer.
Oh, so well said. So well said. And it might be an amen and it might be an ouch, whichever way, but so well said. And I know that you work with people individually as a writing coach. How should people reach out and connect with you?
Absolutely. You can go to IGandMore.com. Shout out to Charvette Mitchell for a beautiful website. But you can go to IGandMore.com. There you will find information on the one-on-one coaching programs. I'm actually getting ready to do another course offering for the Together She Unveils program, which is a 4-week, you know, we do a kind of a group coaching thing as we're working through the outline process. So you can find the information about the She Unveils, Together She Unveils program is there as well. And then all of the information about Changing Faces is also there. So one-stop shop, IGandMore.com.
All right, right there on your screen. And shout out to G. Amaro, who's hanging out on YouTube, testifying as well. The Changing Faces event is an awesome, transforming event. Thank you for that. Wow. The last question I have for you, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. We want to know what continues to motivate Dio Greenway.
Oh, wow. Like, it feels like that should be an easy question, right? But I think, you know, for me, sometimes if I can be really transparent here, there are some moments where I feel really frustrated because I'm like, I just want to stop. I just want to give up. I just want to, I want that moment where I can stop. And I just don't ever feel like God gives me that opportunity, right? I feel like my covenant with God says, you don't have the right to quit. You don't have the right to give up. And so I think what keeps me motivated, number one, is just my covenant with Him, right? And so my covenant with Him says, listen, we don't stop. We don't give up. We don't just sit and die in pain. We don't sit and waddle in fear. We keep pushing. We keep moving. And my covenant with Him says, as long as He's with me all the way through the journey, that I'll do it. And so that keeps me motivated. And then I think I was working with a client this morning, and we had just finished uploading her book, and she's ready to get her proof copy. We've been working together for a few months, actually. And the minute we downloaded it and she was sending herself her proof copy, she looked at me and she said, "We did it, Dio. We did it." And like that moment of, we did it. Like, we didn't stop. We fought through this. We pushed through this. We did it. So I guess just those moments with all of you all watching, those moments where we can all get together, where we can encourage each other, where we can push each other, where we can celebrate the journey and what's going on, and just say to each other, we did it. Like, we did this. That motivates me and pushes me.
Well said, well said. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here today. I know that you have imparted into the listeners and the viewers. And I also want to say thank you for serving the Pop-Up Conference. You are a leader in your own right, a conference producer in your own right. And as they say in church, you don't count it robbery to serve my event, to serve me. And so thank you. We are excited to have you back. We're excited to be at your event, all the things. So you all just register for everything. Y'all got the money. Don't act like you got the money to come to Richmond. You got the money to go come to
where? We would love to have you.
Chesapeake. And all of that for all of ourselves. So come over to charvette.com and you can find out all the details about everything. Dayo, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here, Charvette.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. All right. It's a wrap for today. Listen, I know there was something that was said during this show that someone on your timeline probably needs to hear. So go ahead and share this out or text to a friend. Tell them, hey, check out the show. We're excited that we've been hanging out with you on multiple platforms today, all across Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, IG. We're going to have you. We'll be over there with you in a little while. And then all of our podcast stations, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Y'all show us a lot of love, Stitcher and all the things. And of course, Blog Talk Radio for the talk radio platform. We're excited. And again, I'm Charvette Mitchell, online marketing strategist, and I'm focused on your marketing, your visibility, and your branding. And I do that by working with women entrepreneurs and a few lucky men get sprinkled in to help them build their online platforms and personal brands so that they generate more revenue. And the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is one of the outlets there. All right. So much love came through. Thank you so much for everyone that was hanging out with us today. Carlethia, Tony, listen, Wendy, she said she got to pay child support, her invisible kids. So that's invisible child support. Thank you to my sister, Kimberly, hanging out with us. It's a wrap for today. We'll see you all later on the web. And again, jump over to charvette.com for all of our shows, past and upcoming. We'll see you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.